ZLK Mobile. ZLK and 4GFV. GFV, I hope I got that right. This is N4ZLK. The name is Shane. Good evening. It's Trey, and N4 Golf Fox Bravo. I'm over in Boiling Springs, South Carolina. 4GFV, Golf Fox Bravo. And good evening, Trey. Boiling Springs, I'm over here on the outskirts of Traveler's Rest, headed towards Cleveland area, Table Rock area. Hope you're doing well this evening.
Isn't that Cleveland? Somebody mentioned that today. Is that Jones Gap State Park? Is that up there?
Cleveland covers a big area all along Highway 11 and all the way up 276 up to the border. But I'm down past 276 down, I don't know if you know where Aunt Sue's is on Highway 11. I'm not far from there.
Have a little boat, go up to Lake Jocassee during the summertime, and I know about right where that is.
The summertime traffic, it gets heavy out there. Sometimes I tell my wife I have to sit there at that intersection trying to cross 11, and I must see 10 to 15 cars go by at the same time.
Boiling Springs, I'm not far from, so I guess I'm northwest from Spartanburg, and it's probably, I don't know, less than 10 miles, and I can get on Highway 11 and then take Highway 11 straight there.
Can I run through Boiling Springs?
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes my daughter-in-law, her parents, I think they still live up there in Boiling Springs. I think, and we've been to their house a couple times. I've been to Spartanburg many times with work, but grew up around Greenville and know most of Greenville. Used to go to Jocassee back in the 70s. Well, Kiwi in the early, mid-70s, I guess, 75. And Jocassee, we started going there in the early 80s. We'd drive up the gravel road and climb down there by the rock face and, camp out for the day there on the beach right there at the cove where the rock face is, right above the dam.
One or two things just dated you. One is your call sign. That's definitely dated you. As long as it's not a vanity call, which I'm certain it's not. And then as soon as you said Lake Kiwi, and then you said dirt road, I said, oh my gosh, that's a long time ago.
There were no cliffs, communities, there was no cell service. I mean, even after I used to go out there and fish along the Estatowie and things like that along was that Roy Jones Road there? And there was no cell service. I could go up there and spend all day, and nobody could get a hold of me. And not unfortunately, but this is a vanity call. My original call was KC4VSC, and this was my father-in-law's call. He's the one that introduced me to ham radio. They moved down here in 89, and back then you had to change your call according to call area. And then he passed away in 96. And they had just come out with the vanity call program at that point. And since he was a relative, I was able to get it. I didn't have to wait 2 years. I was able to get it within a few months or within the year of him passing.
Beautiful. Have you written that up in the family history or something? That's a legacy. That's a beautiful story.
I mentioned it on my QRZ page, so it's written there. My wife obviously knows about it. She appreciates it. She grew up with him being a ham. She never wanted to do it, although he tried. And the Morse code was what got her. She didn't want to have anything to do with it. And of course, back when I got my license in '91, we had to learn Morse code to get the novice license. But yeah, he was a really good man. He couldn't ever get his general because he just struggled with Morse code. he could do a little bit. And I mean, he could do enough to get by and 5-10 words a minute, but he could never get above that 13 words or get to the 13 words. So he had bad heart. He wasn't well all her life. She never remembers him, you know, well. But he was the kindest, most gentle man you ever want to meet.
God, so many cool things to share with you about that. So I had a similar issue. I got my novice in 79. K84RDD was my novice call. And I think in 81 I got my technician class. And I had the hardest time with 13 words per minute. There was a block. It was like I could do 10 words a minute, solid as a rock. And there was something about 13, 14, 15 words a minute. And it wasn't until I went to college that I met a guy who didn't copy code by letters. He learned it audibly by words, like the word the, or, I don't know, just four-letter groupings of words that were familiar. You know, and every time you'd say, you know, my name, you know, you learn the word name, my name is, and then whatever came after that, you concentrate on that, or anything after is would be something significant. You know, the radio is, the antenna, yeah, you know, I live at, you know, is or at, and you'd listen for that. And there was this block about 13 words a minute. It was there. It was real to me. I was not a music person, so I didn't pick up code easy. But when I learned that, I skipped over the 13 word per minute, and I started learning 20 words per minute and 20, 25 words per minute. And I don't know, he got me over that hump, and that's what allowed me to eventually work and get my extra class license.
Was that LK? Trey, that is really a cool way of looking at it. And I know what you're saying, because when you started talking about that, the first thing that came to my mind was the word name. I could pick that out very easily. And then, of course, you got your other things, the smaller ones, CQ and RST and all that. I recognize those immediately as a word or as a grouping. So I completely understand that. That makes a lot of sense to me. I learned the 5 words a minute, and then I made one contact years ago on my father-in-law's radio, and that was it. And then I didn't do anything with it, but in the back of my mind, I always wanted to, you know, relearn Morse code. And I'd read recently, a few years ago, about learning it, you know, at the higher speed. The characters sent a lot quicker instead of the 5 words a minute speed, because then you're counting dots and dashes. So I spent a year, a little bit every morning, about 15, 20 minutes every morning, most every morning. I might have skipped one or two here or there. And I'm up to, 10 to 12, I can do okay. I can copy, you know, contests, things like that. I can copy them when they're sent in 25, 30. Yeah, and I can send back that stuff, just your basic name and RST and all that. But carry on the conversation. I'm still down there at 10 or 12. But I'm working on it, and I love it. And I would like to get better at it. But that makes a lot of sense about grouping the letters like that, where they're actual words. You hear them as words and not just individual letters.
Same. This is going to be another. I feel like I'm in a week of milestones. You're only my second contact, I think, in 20 years. I've been away from ham radio for 20 years. Got married, and I don't know, just that's probably the wave when the internet was coming in. And then I went into a profession where I do a lot of talking, and I didn't want to come home and talk, you know. So, but I'm starting to get back into it, and just recently purchased a little, I can't believe how cheap the radios are. You get these Chinese little radios, and they're just, I just can't believe you can get all those features for, you know, $80 or $90. You know, I bought so many Kenwood HTs and mobile radios. You're always spending, you know, $300 or $400 on every one of those. So it's just wild what's available now. So you're really my second contact in 20 years. How about that?
GFB, I hope I got that right again. Golf Fox Bravo from N4ZLK. Wow, Trey, I'm honored. And I understand because life gets busy. A lot of people do that. They'll be there for a while. I've done it too. I get a little active and then I'm kind of not really lose interest, but just get busy and don't get a chance to get on the radio. But I'm trying to be more active with it the last few years. That's really cool. Welcome back to the hobby. There's a lot of good people on here, especially on this repeater. I've made a lot of good acquaintances and good friends. Some of them I've met personally now, and we eat lunch together fairly regularly and, you know, during the work day. So now my youngest son got his license about 2 months ago. He's 25. And my son-in-law got his license about 3 years ago. And they're both around here, and they're starting to be more active. So I'm trying to keep the hobby going and enjoy them. But that's really cool, Trey. I'm honored that I'm your second contact, N4ZLK. Our second contact in 20 years. There we go, N4ZLK.
N4GFD. The first one was last night on 5.2 Simplex, so I just bought a little switch and power supply and this little radio and hooked it up to a little quarter wave mag mount sitting on a little can in my house. And he was the one that told me last night, he was up in North Carolina somewhere, and I couldn't believe how good a signal it was on Simplex. And then he was the one that told me about this repeater didn't have a tone on it, and so if I could access it and try it out. So I thought tonight when I got off work, I would see it just as soon as I cut it on. It's when you called in. So was your father-in-law your Elmer, and then you got a chance to encourage your family and your son-in-law? That's just awesome.
The 520 Simplex, I'll bet I know who you talked to. I'm trying to remember his call, but a guy named Bob up in, sounds like Bob up in, where is he? He's up in the mountains. I've talked to him all the way down in Piedmont. When I'm working, driving around, I'll throw out my call or call somebody else, and he'll come back to me. He's got a good signal. The first time I spoke with him, I was up on the Blue Ridge Parkway, and he came back to me. I was on a HD. And yes, my father-in-law was my Elmer. We went to a class together here. He was already licensed, but he came with me. The Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, which operates the repeater we're talking on, they put a class on in downtown Greenville years ago, back in the 90s, and I took that class. And then, of course, Bob, Dad, you know, he encouraged me and was a big help and taught me how to solder. And, you know, I was 20, 21 years old, and taught me all about antennas and showed me Morse code, let me play around with it and stuff. So, and yes, I was able to just show obviously my son was around it at home, more in my personal truck. I didn't have a station set up when they were real young in the house, but I always had one in the truck so they would see it when they'd ride with me. And he always said he'd do it one day, and he finally did, and I'm thankful for that. And my son-in-law, he saw my equipment and was interested in it, and he's got a photographic memory, and he was working and working up in Raleigh doing some training, and the next thing you know, he called me and said, hey, I watched some videos, and I studied, and I took the test, and I've got my general class license. He took them both at the same time, so, and now he's got a nice station set up in his house, so I was honored to do that, too. It's nice to get family involved.
Beautiful story I think I've ever heard in a long time in 4ZLK and 4GFD. That is great. So what class do you have?
Well, general. I got my general in 2013, set a station up, a little one at the house we lived in Simpsonville, and then when we moved where we are now, I did it right. I don't have a lot of equipment, but I've made sure I've got grounded well and lightning protectors and a couple of wire, HF wire antennas and a home-built J-pole for a 2-meter and 440. And got a little room. The back bedroom is my radio room / spare bedroom when it's needed. But I'm going to get my extra someday. I started looking at it, but I need a little more time of studying to do that.
Did your how you? I would be interested in your J-pole design for your dual band rig.
No, I've got the link to the, I looked it up on, I was just reading several articles on J-poles, and the one I chose to do, I think most of them, the driven element is the long one, I think that's correct, and then it's grounded on the other side, on the short side, the stubby side, and this article did it. Said to do it the other way, and it works for 440 as well, and it really does. It resonates. I'm like a 1.1, 1.2 on 440 for most of the band, and just about one all the way across, 1 to 1.1 all the way across the 2-meter band. I use a 3/4-inch copper tubing, and it's worked out great.
Okay, and 4GFP. So the whole thing's made out of copper tubing. It's not, I have a picture in my mind what J-pole looks like. So it's not a wire mounted on, a tube of four or something, or PVC pipe or anything. So it's all made out of copper tubing. If that's what the vertical part of it is.
I've seen those roll-up J-poles where they're made out of, what do they call it, ladder line or ladder wire. And that, you know, that's an option too. People use them for portable. I just wanted to do it this way. I don't know why. One day I decided I would build it this way. It was fun trying to get the SO239 welded to the copper. But I did it. I used a torch and was very careful, and it worked. But it's up on the peak of my house. I've had it up there probably 5 years now.
The copper tubing, that's brilliant, brother, because maybe the circumference, the diameter of the copper tubing is what allows your SWR to stay low. I don't know if I'm trying to pull a memory from a long time ago, but so not using wire, use copper tubing, it's all secure, heck, it could probably take 100 mile an hour wind.
To find out, but it's mounted pretty sturdy up there on the peak, and I think the bandwidth is what the copper tubing 3/4 inch and being such a you know, the diameter is so large, you get better bandwidth coverage. I think with a smaller or thinner diameter wire, you can resonate, you know, maybe in the middle of the band, but it might be higher. The SWR might be higher on either side of it.
That might be my next project, but I was just thinking while you were describing it, how you, the soldering iron didn't do anything. You had to get a torch to solder the center conductor or the whatever the other one. Yeah, the center conductor to the copper. But so the torch did it?
Heat up the copper pipe hot enough. My little soldering iron, you know, it'll do coax, but it wouldn't heat up the copper. Maybe if I left it on there for a while and took a long time, it might have done it, but torch was just easier. I was just really careful with it. I'm good on QRZ if you can get on there with my email. It's my call at att.net. If you want to send me an email, I think I've still got the article that I used. I can send you a link to it if you'd like.
All right. I'll go ahead and type the email as you tell me. So your call sign at att.net.
And 4ZLK at att.net.
I've heard the announcement for the repeater and the... Well, there's little tones that were given. Is that just an add-on?
4ZLK. You know, the tones when you press the keypad, it turns the repeater into net mode, so it doesn't time out. Because at 9 o'clock every night, by the way, I was going to tell you about this, but at 9 o'clock every night, there's a net held on this frequency, and they'd love to have you join. I'm sure they do it in alphabetical. Let's see, you're a G. No, you're G. Golf Fox Bravo, so you'd be in the, Echo Through Health Hotel group, and they don't mind if you check in anywhere, but love to have you. I don't know if you know, but this is the longest running, consecutively running net, 365 days a year, the longest running one either in the southeast or in the country itself. I'm not sure, but it's been going on since the 60s, I believe.
Okay, and 4GFB, I wrote you a whole little email and thanked you and everything, and then it returned it to me because I put, that's my finger, I hit M instead of N. I'll redo it and send it to you. All right, well, listen, I got a guy that I need to make a contact to tonight, a call I need to make. But I really enjoyed talking to you, and I'll shoot you an email and introduce myself to you there. And I need a project. I've always wanted to build a jade pole for 2 meters, and I never had any 440 equipment when I was younger. It's always 2 meters. And the opportunity to build a combo 2 meter and 440 would just be amazing. So you blew a little fire underneath me. Thanks for that, Shane. 7-3 to you. And so nice to meet you. And I'll listen out for that net. 4ZLK and 4GFB.
Enjoyed it very much. Appreciate the ride along. Very nice to meet you. And I'm not far from home, so that was really good timing. And don't be a stranger. I work for, I drive a truck around during the daytime, and I've got a radio in there. So if you're out and about, give me a call, and who knows, I might be listening. You have a good evening, and I'll look for that email. 7-3 to you. N4GFP. Or GFB, sorry, N4ZLK. I'll get that right soon. 7-3 to you. For N4ZLK. ZLK clear.
ZBH, mobile.
I got a minute. N4ZLK.
How's it going? Hope you had a good day.
Appreciate that. I hope you did as well. It's always better as I'm pulling in the driveway.
Things really ease up at that point. I am going the opposite way of you. I've got a little nighttime maintenance work to do, so I'm going back in.
I feel for you.
Busy. It's the best time to do some intrusive work on the servers and network. It's the best time to get a lot of productive work done, so that's usually when we schedule it.
I just came off of a night run to Atlanta back in September. I did it for a couple of years, and man, what a difference going down there at nighttime versus daytime.
The traffic is much more agreeable at night, or at least somewhat more agreeable.
Always the worst. It's like 11:30, 12:30 at night. I'm wondering what all these people are doing out. But for the most part, unless there was an accident or construction, it was pretty good. But David, I'm sorry, I'm pulling in the driveway and I'm going to go in. I'm going to shut this one down. Hope you have a good evening or a good night. I hope a productive one as well. Nice to hear you tonight. I'll talk to you again. WB4ZBH. That doesn't sound right, but close maybe. N4ZLK.
It's really close. WB4ZBH. Papa H. Could I ask a favor of you just before you clear out?
I do.
Can And as I'll be there at work, I'll try to listen in. But I was wondering if you might relay me into the net tonight.
Not for you. ZPH, Zulu Papa Hotel. And David, I'll get that for you.
Not that, Shane. Yep, so that's it. WB4ZPH. I'll be at the GSP airport, so I appreciate that. Hope you have a good evening. And I'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure. N4ZLK. This is WB4ZPH.
Good to talk to you. Have a good night. N4ZLK.